the truth. Truth. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And I know you're concerned about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in the United States of America. Well, don't be too concerned, because the funding level that I've found on the Internet, they receive almost $500 million a year. $500 million. Well, $445 million. Can you imagine?
And they don't have to work for it.
Right. And they're an equal opportunity employer. They hire people who think that we should teach children how to be homos. It's okay. Hey, it happens in cartoons. It must be good. Teach them at an early age. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We have lost our way. $445 million. That's a $1.35 per American. $1.35 for each one of those in America. $1.35 each. Going to teach your young child how to be a homo. And you want to know what Congress is good for? That's what they're good for. Absolute outrage. Well, Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about? I've got a couple things, but let's go with what you want to talk about.
Okay. What I would like to do is I would like to give everybody out there in the class a heads up. And it relates to what they were talking about in the top of the hour news with regards to this conflict between Iran and Iraq. And I was reading today on the internet, on msn.com.au, it's probably on msn.com as well, that the Iranian Navy has been bombarding Iraqi oil tankers in the Persian Gulf and in the Red Sea. And there's a name for that, and it's called piracy, otherwise known as privateering. When you have a license from the state, okay, it becomes privateering, but the end effect is much the same. The end effect's identical, actually. And I have a saying which I like to say to people, and I say that privateering is nothing but private piracy with a license from the Crown. Or from the government, okay? So, but the Iranian government has authorized its naval ships to bombard Iraqi oil tankers headed for the United States in the Persian Gulf and in the Red Sea, which is a really narrow piece of water, with cannons. You've got these big naval guns on naval ships, okay? And, you've probably seen films of them. They've got a big swivel on them. And they can fire from many, many miles away and have an accurate hit. You know, and the Iranian government has authorized their navy to bombard Iraqi oil tankers, which are carrying Saudi oil to the United States. And if they keep that up, that could provide a real disruption to American oil supplies, because they haven't got a pipeline from Saudi Arabia that they can pump oil to, you know, America. They have to transport it on oil tankers. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen an oil tanker get hit by one of these munitions, but I'm sure it's not very pretty, Vincent.
Yeah, and there's going to be an oil slick, and it's going to kill animals in the ocean, and it's going to pollute the ocean, yeah, in a large way. You know, Gwyneth, back in 1970...
And it catches on fire. And it's a lot of oil to catch on fire. And what you were talking about gasoline, how much embodied energy there is in this stuff called oil. It's really, really, really calorie-dense stuff.
Yes.
You know? And you set one of these things on fire, it's going to burn. And if they make a habit of doing this, if the Iranians make a habit of doing this, they could actually shut down oil exports from the Middle East to the United States. And that's not the only place where America gets its oil from. But something similar happened back in the 1970s, and it caused an oil crisis, which just about shut down the Australian economy and the U.S. economy. And it just about shut down the whole show. And you're probably old enough to remember that, Vincent. I was just a little baby at the time, you know, but I remember my dad sold his big car and bought a Mini.
Had to.
Yeah.
He had to. We were talking about, class, we're talking about the 1970, we're talking about the 1973 oil crisis. And it began in October of 1973. When OPEC, the Organization of Arab Petroleum Exporting Countries, decided to have an embargo. And initially, the embargo was against the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Netherlands, and Japan. And it extended to Rhodesia and Portugal and South Africa. And it ended in 1974. It was, at the time, oil was $3 a barrel, and it climbed so quickly to four times that, $12 a barrel. And here's what happened. It was a 5% reduction, 5% withdrawal of oil from the system to the United States. We got 5% less. We were in absolute chaos. And I was talking with a young man who worked at AutoZone. He came for a delivery here at the farm. And I asked him if he'd heard about it, and he had not heard about the Arab oil embargo of 1973. And I explained to him that you could buy about $3 worth of gasoline, depending on your license plate, whether it ended in an odd or an even number. So let's say your license, the last three digits of your license plates were 1, 2, 3. Well, the 3 would be the last digit, and that's an odd number. So you could buy gasoline on odd-numbered days. So if you had an even-number plate, you could buy gasoline on even-numbered days and odd days for odd-numbered plates. That's true. And if the gas station opened at, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning, normally. I'm talking about a service station.
Where they're 6 a.m. lined up.
Absolutely. They were lined up in the dark around the blocks to get gasoline hours later. And they could get their $3 worth, and then the next customer $3 worth. And here's the interesting thing. Now, if you were a medical doctor, you could get as much gasoline as you needed. Or if you were a government employee, you could get as much gas as you needed. The rest of us, the bottom 93%, no, no. And it was horrible. People were figuring out that they had to commute to work together. They would share rides. And it was, you know, people were working together because it's the only way you could get through this. But there was a little trick. So the independent oil gas stations, if you will, that had two bays, and they would, you know, do tune-ups on cars back then, points, condenser, rotor, spark plugs, air cleaner, distributor cap wires, that kind of thing. There was this thing where if you needed a tune-up, they would probably have to fill up your tank, you know, to test drive the car and make sure everything worked fine. So for those who were willing to buy a tune-up they didn't need, they could get a tank of gasoline. And here's how it worked, because the gasoline stations would operate from 8 o'clock in the morning to 9, and they would shut down for the rest of the day. They would put those cones out in the entrance to their gas station saying, we're closed. But you'd see them working on cars. And every once in a while, you'd see a car at the gas pump, you know, when it was closed. But those are the ones that needed a full tank to test out the tune-up. And then you saw people who had these brand new Cadillacs. They bought them maybe the year before. Everything was good, and gas was cheap, and it was, you know, in the 30-cent neighborhood. So you could buy per gallon, and you could buy a lot of gas for very little money. And who cared at that time whether the Cadillac got 8 miles to the gallon or 10 miles to the gallon? Okay, if you could afford a Cadillac, gas was, you know, of no concern. But when this oil crisis hit, you couldn't get fuel. And people were willing to trade their Cadillacs for Volkswagen Bugs. We used to call them Bugs. I don't think Volkswagen liked the term Bugs, so they call them Beetles. We used to call them Bugs, Volkswagen Bugs. And they got about 30 miles to the gallon. So people were trading their Cadillacs for used Volkswagen Bugs because they could at least get gasoline for the Volkswagen Bugs.
Yeah.
And could go farther.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
but
really
I'll
happened.
Tell you what, Vincent, this is true, but it's actually going to be more serious than that, and I'll tell you why. Back in the day, America actually produced a lot of its own gasoline, okay, from its own oil fields. But that was before the peak oil crisis that we are now in the middle of, okay, and probably... I would say that there's that the U.S. imports from the Middle East in excess of 10% of its oil requirements. That's at least more than double what it was back in the 1970s. And if the Iranians persist in bombarding so-called Iraqi oil tankers, but in reality they're American oil tankers flying under an Iraqi flag headed for the U.S., but they carry an Iraqi flag when they go through those waters.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, class. And Gwyneth, you mentioned peak oil. So peak oil is this theoretical point at which the maximum rate of extraction of petroleum happens. And the maximum amount of oil that we can pull out of the ground, that would be peak oil. Now, some people, oh, and by the way, after the peak, the rate of extraction declines. So that means that the easiest to obtain oil has occurred before the peak. Okay? The hardest to obtain oil occurs after the peak. And so there was this thought that we hit peak oil around 1995. However, there are some people that, analysts, whatever they are, that believe that it will peak between 2015 and 2030, which means right now. I believe we've already, and I'm not an expert, but I believe we've already hit peak oil. I believe that the information is being hidden from us, and it's getting harder and harder to extract oil because, frankly, in 1973, oil was $3 a barrel, and now it's way, way, way higher than that.
It's well over $100 a barrel.
Is it in Australia?
The last I heard.
Okay. I don't have those figures in front of me. But so peak oil is really important. And everything that we know of depends on oil. whether it be gasoline for vehicles, diesel for vehicles, and after the refining process, what's left at the bottom of the kettle is used to build roads. So it's all worked out with the percentages of fine lubricating oils, motor oil, diesel engine oil, kerosene, all kinds of lubricants and fuels come from this crude oil. And what's left at the bottom is used for making roads. That'd be the tarry stuff. And so we have enough of it to make the roads. But when oil stops, what are we going to build the roads out of?
The roads stop. The cars
the roads.
Stop. The lubrication stops. The plastic stops. Because plastics are also made of crude oil. And not only that, the pharmaceuticals stop. Because the pharmaceuticals are made of crude oil, believe it or not. But actually true. And so many of the food products that we buy are actually made of crude oil, including vanilla essence. Vanilla essence is actually made of coal tar. It's actually made of tar. That's imitation vanilla essence. It's actually made of tar. I don't know if you knew that or not, Vincent.
Well, I know that one of my...
astonishing, but it's true.
I know one of my favorite treats, if I have candy, which is not very often, I would like to have licorice, and that has coal tar dye, or blue dye and coal tar dye, to make it black. Licorice doesn't have to be black.
Oh, that's derived, although it says coal tar, it is actually often derived from crude oil.
Yes. And there was something that you mentioned that's very interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking about peak oil. Class, I want you to think about this. So I'll ask this question and think about it, and then I'll give you the answer. So when do you think the last refinery was built in the United States? When do you think that was? Was it 5 years ago? 3 years ago? 10 years ago? 20, 30, 40, 45? When do you think it was? 45 years ago.
I would be guessing, but I would say about 40 years ago.
You're absolutely right. You're right. So now the question...
Mind you, I'm an environmental scientist.
So the question, Gwyneth, is, so why is that? Why is it that we haven't built a refinery for 45 years? Well, or almost 45 years. Well, the answer is simple. There's no need to. We're running out of oil. So why build a refinery?
That's actually true. And if anybody wants to argue this point or doubt this, they just need to have a sit and a think and do some basic research, which is out there on the internet, of how many oil barrels you would get for each oil barrel you invested in the 1970s to how many barrels you would get for each barrel invested today, Vincent. And during the break, would you be able to do us a favor and look that up on the internet? It's easily available information.
I'll try that. Okay. I'll try that right now.
Good. Add some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
That's New York Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand saying the Alabama Senate's approval of a bill that would ban nearly all abortions without even making exceptions for rape and incest is an outrage.
And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it into law. The authors of the bill have said their aim is to get the bill to the U.S. Supreme Court in the hope that it will lead to the overturning of 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. President Trump is about to honor law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, speaking at a Peace Officers Memorial Day service in Washington. It's part of Police Week, which runs through Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I've seen charts that show that it's costing more and more and more barrels of oil to produce oil than it used to. So, meaning, let's say you get a 42-gallon barrel of oil for one-tenth of a barrel. So it costs you a tenth of a barrel to get a barrel of oil. Okay. Well, over time, it has cost more and more and more. And when it gets to the point where it costs a barrel of oil to get a barrel of oil, the game's over. The game is actually over at that point. I don't have in front of me the exact numbers over time, but here's what I do know. that the current cost to refine a gallon of gasoline, this is refine it, is 60 cents a gallon. And it costs right now 49 cents a gallon to refine diesel fuel. So it costs more for gasoline than it does for diesel. 49 for diesel, 60 cents per gallon for gasoline. A barrel of oil was established in the 1800s, and that was about, well, it's 42 gallons. That's what a barrel contains. And how much of that barrel is for gas, diesel, and jet fuel and other products? Well, 20 gallons of that 42-gallon barrel is gasoline. 12 gallons is for diesel. 4 gallons is for jet fuel. And the balance is liquid petroleum gases and asphalt and other products. So most of the barrel is turned into gasoline. But, Gwyneth, you're absolutely right. It is costing us more and more energy to refine and to pump oil out of the ground than it ever has. It's costing more.
Yeah.
And I think that was your point. Yes?
That's right. When you're talking about starting to mine the oil fields of Prudhoe Bay, that's America's last resort oil field. Okay? And when you're talking about the Canadians starting to mine the Alberta tar sands for crude oil, that is their last resort oil field. We really are getting down to last resort territory here. Okay? And you might say, oh, yeah, but there's more oil in Prudhoe Bay than the entire Middle East. Well, that may be true, but you have to take account that it's pretty hard to go drilling oil up there. For one thing, the whole place is under ice for 6 months of the year. Does anybody consider this? It's actually a lot easier, or was, until the Iranians began blockading the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea. You know, by bombing, cannonading oil tankers going out of the Red Sea into the Persian Gulf, heading for America. You know, that is, and that combined with, it just happens to coincide with Donald Trump instituting tariffs on Chinese trade goods. And that in and of itself, if it's properly done, could really build American industry. But I don't know if you've noticed, Vincent, but America doesn't have any industry anymore. It doesn't have factories. Nobody knows how to make things in the U.S. anymore. You don't have factories.
I have to tell you.
If you need anything at all, you better go out and buy it now. Because, you know, in a year or two's time, you might not be able to.
I have to tell you that That's correct. During the bottom of the hour break, I left the studio and I went into the kitchen. And our son just bought 3 hubs for a Dodge pickup that we have. It's a 3/4-ton 4-wheel drive Cummins turbo diesel. And it's a little heavier duty than the standard light duty pickup truck. We use it here on the farm. It's a 1999. He had 3 hubs because the hubs have failed at least 7 times on the front wheels. So we have to replace them again in order to use our pickup truck. That's what we're doing right now. Now, all of the hubs that he bought, all of them, and he bought them from major sources in the United States. All of the hubs are from China. We don't make bearings very much anymore. And I'm talking about everything stops. Everything stops if you don't have bearings. I'm talking about wheel bearings, axle bearings. Everything stops. Air travel, rail travel, road travel, everything stops. I have a list of nearly 6,000 products that are facing the 25% tariff. Now, some of it you don't have to worry about. You can live without eating trout and eels and ornamental fish and salmon from China. You can live without that. You can live without oysters and bird eggs, and you can live without honey, and you can live without carrots and leeks and turnips and mushrooms, garlic. By the way, China produces most of the world's supply of garlic. Well, when you get down to the important things, like gases, hydrogen, argon, nitrogen, and oxygen, it's going to be a little more difficult. And then there are other gases, like chlorine. And then there are elements like iodine, fluorine, bromine, calcium, mercury, and then there are compounds like hydrogen chloride, sulfuric acid. That's in every lead acid battery, sulfuric acid. Okay. Then in industry we use nitric acid. Then there's some other things that that we want to have, but it's going to be very difficult to get without China. So what are they? Well, these are industrial products like conveyor belts, like hydraulic hoses, steam turbine parts, piston and internal combustion engines, air conditioning units, because we don't make any compressors anymore, and heat pumps. If you think you're going to be able to buy a new heat pump without the Asian-sourced compressor, you're confused. Then there are metal gaskets and washers, iron and steel studs, bolts, screws, and pipe fittings. How about tools like pliers and pipe cutters and saws and even tweezers used in hospitals? How about blown glass mirrors? Yes. And then, of course, let's not forget the electronics like telecommunications equipment. Everybody's got to have seven or eight televisions in the United States and computer monitors and disk drives. And we don't make disk drives. They have U.S. company names on them, but we don't make them. And then what about things like locomotives? They come from China, too. Car chassis, tires, windshields, windshield wipers, headlights. Just try buying a headlight that doesn't come from China, or a bicycle, or bicycle tires, or bicycle rims and spokes, or tractor parts. What I'm saying is we're toast. You can't buy a vacuum cleaner that doesn't come from Asia, or furniture. Even cat food comes from China. Now, a lot of things we don't need that come from China, you know, like hair products and bath salts and soaps and hair clippers. But there's so many things that do come from China. And we are toast.
Yeah.
So, and why is that? And I'd like to just take 1 minute and say why this is. Why?
Yeah.
Well, we've had people at the head of CEO America, like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, and people like Barry Satoru, who have allowed the Chi-Coms to export and us to import all these products, which killed our manufacturing. So now we're faced with, we've had all these cheap, junky products from China. We've destroyed our infrastructure for manufacturing. And now we're trying to figure out what are we going to do. So Donald Trump wants to restore America, and he's the bad guy, right? People think he's the bad guy because he wants us to build our own factories. I bought wheel bearings for a U.S. manufactured trailer. It has Dexter brand axles, top of the line axles, and it's not just our trailer that has top of the line axles. Dexter makes axles for lots of trailers. They're common. I took the bearings out. This is a trailer from 20 years ago. The bearings are made in China. 20 years ago.
Oh, my.
And we didn't know it. We didn't know this was happening. And then, if you want to buy a set of brake shoes for a Dexter axle trailer, you're going to find out that it's difficult to buy the brake shoes. No, you have to buy the backing plate. You have to buy the electronics. You have to buy the magnet. You have to buy the springs, the whole shebang. Whereas you used to be able to buy brake shoes for $7.99. Not anymore. Now you're looking at $60, $70, $80 or more for the parts per wheel. A lot of our trailers have four wheels. What I'm saying is everything has gotten more complicated, and the content of Chinese parts in the products that we use is becoming greater and greater and greater. And you remove China from the equation, we are toast. I'm sorry to say it, we're toast. And you take oil out of the equation, everything stops. Everything. Everything stops. You can't get the inner plastic bag that goes in the box that contains your cereal, if you choose to buy cereal. You can't get the plastic bag without oil. There is no plastic without oil. And we throw away plastic like it's free. We don't recycle it.
Yeah.
We're building Mount Trashmore everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know something? Around here, more or less out of necessity, I'm using basic hand tools to do a lot of my farm work. So I don't have a tractor. Well, my horse died about a month ago, so I don't even have a horse anymore, although I'm going to get another horse, you know, at the right time. But I'm using my spade to dig holes, and my wheelbarrow to cart bulk things around the farm. And, you know, this is how it's going to be for everyone eventually. When the trade network breaks down and when crude oil
Hold that thought.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the GDP is giving away extremely valuable items to these junk stores. And I'm talking about these not-for-profit, allegedly, junk stores that sell donated items to their customers. Like shovels and rakes. The GDP is giving away shovels and rakes and cast iron cookware. And shovels and rakes for $5 a piece, you can buy them at the junk stores.
Snap them up.
A new... Yeah, absolutely.
Go
and I have.
Get them.
Absolutely.
Go and get several of them, because if you're in the middle of a digging job and your shovel handle breaks, it's a real nuisance unless you have another shovel that you can bring in.
Yeah, and bring that shovel inside.
The one that's broken.
Yeah, bring the shovel inside or the rake inside if you can. That way it'll last longer. It'll be less likely to break. Revere pots and pans for $3. You know, Gwyneth, you mentioned something that is absolutely positively true. So without fuel here at our farm, our tractors, our rakes, spreaders, front-end loaders, plows, trailers, chainsaws, hay mower, hay baler, our high-pressure washer, log splitter, they're all lawn ornaments. Without fuel, they all become, in the way, lawn ornaments.
That's right. And I would like to just give you a little bit of advice. I think I've said this before. You don't have to take my advice, you know, but I would like to advise you to this year at calving time, okay, pick two of the nicest, strongest, healthiest looking little bull calves that you can pick out, okay, and castrate them and train them to take a yoke. If you can do that, you can start a bullock team and you will be able to do a lot of those jobs around the farm using your two little bull calves who will grow up to be steers, bullocks, and they will be able to help you with a lot of that heavy farm labor. Because, hey, the cows are there anyway. You might as well use them for draft work. You might as well learn that new skill. They're going to be there anyway, Vincent.
Very, very good point. And we're back to step over. Class, you're going to have to learn that. You're going to have to learn that as people start falling by the wayside because they're not paying attention, you're going to have to step over them when they're lying on the ground and on the floor. Because refined copper, aluminum, lead, and zinc come from China. And metal ores, including titanium, zirconium, nickel, lead, iron, China. Think about that. Kerosene, China. Natural gas, propane and butane, China. And then gold and silver, China. Platinum, China. We have a huge problem. And I think that we could be, if this continues and it escalates, we could have another 1973 gasoline and diesel fuel crisis. I think it can happen again. If the escalation continues. Gwyneth, how would you like us to contact you since I've shut down our website?
Okay. If you need to contact me, there's two ways that you can do it. Either through my email address, which is G-U-I-N for Nellie, E-I-T-H at gmail.com, or I have a Facebook page still. Okay. And I post a lot of handy little tidbits. There's the news article from msn.com.au there at the moment, which is about the Iranian Navy bombarding Iraqi commercial shipping, especially oil tankers, and lots of useful bits and pieces like that. And if you go on to the search function on Facebook, if you have Facebook, and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, you will come up with my search result, and you'll know that it's me, because my wallpaper at the moment is two highwaymen, a man and a lady highwaymen at the top of the page, and my thumbnail is a masquerade mask.
Gwyneth, we're out of time.
And the reason why... Yeah, we're out of time again. Oh, my gosh.
Again.
Well, you have a great week, won't you?
Won't you, too.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, And out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving.